This newscast wouldn't be possible without help from listeners like you. To support local journalism, go to cjlo.com/donate.
For CJLO News, I'm Shanalee Marie. Student Union Councillor Hirsch Filler is expected to petition to cut funding to the CJLO and The Link. Filler presented the petition questions to council on Wednesday, alleging The Link had been involved in smear campaigns against people who tried to bring the fee levy opt-out system online. The councillor did not respond to CJLO's questions to clarify what those smear campaigns were due to ongoing litigation. Filler will petition the questions to appear on the student referendum during the next council by-election. Quebec reached a new record for recorded coronavirus cases over the weekend. On Saturday, 1,200 people tested positive in 24 hours. The day's increase has brought the total case count to over 92,000 within the province. Some of Montreal's most important figures in arts and culture are calling for McGill's new light rail station to be named after Montreal jazz legend Oscar Peterson. The community's open letter contains signatures from the Black Theatre Workshop Quincy Armour, Montreal Symphony Orchestra CEO Madeleine Caron, and Montreal Jazz Fest co-founder André Ménard. They believe the new station is a perfect opportunity to commemorate Peterson. The station would take the name Centreville Oscar Peterson. This is the third proposal to name a location after the musician. In June, a petition called for renaming Lienang Rue. Ensemble Montreal also proposed to change the name of Place des Festivals as well as in honor of Peterson. Oscar Peterson has won 7 Grammy Awards and is a member of the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Today's stories are by Evan Lindsay and Luca Crusomoro. To hear more, visit cjlo.com/news.